Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for January 19th, 2006, in 3, 2, 1. Reconversions in India are becoming more common. Kenya's famine may impact the pace of a new outreach, and ministry continues to grow in the Commonwealth of Independent States. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in India, where Christians reconverting back to Hinduism is getting a lot of press coverage lately. President of Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan, David Stravers, says there are a couple of reasons for this.
The Hindu extremists are manufacturing these reconversions just to get the publicity. There is right now a mass movement for Christ among the poorest people of India. This has the Hindus really worried. They see people are clamoring to have a relationship with Jesus.
Others reconverting may be those who weren't discipled. Stravers says one thing is certain, people are hungry, and that's evidenced by their literacy training program.
Literacy training is very highly sought after in India. We have more than 100,000 people waiting. All the materials that we use are scripture-based, and 40% of the people that enter our literacy training courses end up joining a local church.
Inadequate funding is causing the wait. It costs $30 a year a person. Go to missionnetworknews.org to help. Next, a devastating drought this year has nearly wiped out this year's crop in Kenya. Without international help, aid experts say the famine will rival the one in 2000. There are an estimated 3.5 million Kenyans affected by the drought. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says the crisis is likely to hit a new project in its infancy.
That's going to impact ministry because the local churches in the area, of course, are going to feel that pinch. They'll have family members that are affected by it. It's going to be a challenge. They have a hard time contemplating their own ability to reach out and really take over a ministry.
Dudenhofer explains that Audio Scriptures is encouraging the national staff as they work not only to take over the operations, but also lay the foundation for future outreach.
We're in the process of encouraging them to develop a sound national ministry that can work with some other African ministries in continuing the emphasis on audio scripture distribution.
Pray for new plans being developed for this national outreach. You're listening to Mission Network News. 50 years ago, 5 missionaries were killed trying to share the gospel with the Warani Indians in Ecuador. Tomorrow, the story End of the Spear debuts in theaters across the United States. Steve Saint's father, Nate, was martyred by Ming Kai, who is now a Christian and considered family. The film's about reconciliation and saints hoping people say,
if those two guys can be reconciled after terrible disillusionment and violence separated them, like it does people everywhere, maybe I can start talking to my mom or my dad or my sister or brother or the neighbor.
I asked Saint if he thought the movie could act as a missionary recruiting tool for viewing Christians.
I think it will happen, but that wasn't the intent. The intent of the movie was to tell the story and just see what happens. You know, when the story first took place, it wasn't intended to be a recruiting tool either, but it did.
This entire interview can be heard at our website. Meanwhile, a Slavic Gospel Association church planter reports encouraging growth from a small church. Working in the Commonwealth of Independent States can be a challenge, so the location will remain undisclosed. SGA says their team is working toward organizing a rehabilitation ministry for drug addicts. Teams also plan to continue ministry with the blind, pray for the church as they continue to see more leaders rise up in ministry. And a special missionary training conference is underway in Latin America this week. It's the Latin America Triennial Area Conference called Oasis 2006, held in Costa Rica. The Evangelical Free Church says their goals for the conference are renewal, greater vision, and unity for teams working in the region. It's a form of pastoral care, essential for sustained, healthy church growth. Over 150 people are attending this conference. Pray that the respite will give teams new strength. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We still have a few 2006 Mission Network News calendars to help you keep track of your activities throughout the year. It features photos of the staff, places we've been, and how you can be involved. To get your free calendar, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or request one at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.